You're listening to SBS News.
Sri Lanka is in the midst of its worst economic crisis in decades. And with more than 40 MPs defecting from its ruling coalition, leaving it to govern in minority, it's facing a political one too. But despite his newly appointed finance minister resigning after just one day in the job and growing calls from protesters and former allies to step down, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa is refusing to relinquish power, as is his brother, the Prime Minister. He's instead called on opposition parties to help him form a national government and accept cabinet positions, a proposal they've all rejected. Sajith Premadasa is leader of Sri Lanka's main opposition alliance.
The whole country is calling for wholesale change, not tinkering with the existing system. So what we ask for is for path-breaking wholesale change that brings about relief to the country, not relief to politicians.
Analysts say economic mismanagement by successive governments that created and sustained a twin deficit is largely to blame for the crisis, but it's been accelerated by deep tax cuts that were enacted just months before the COVID-19 pandemic began. Sri Lankans from all walks of life are demanding the government is held accountable. From students...
We are here on behalf of Sri Lanka, the entire nation. So we are facing so many crises. We have no money, people are struggling, people have no food, people have nothing, people have no gas to cook, people have no money to buy food. So this has to stop. Something has to change in this country. So we are here to make that change. And we will fight until this thing changes.
To office workers...
Even though I have work, I came here because it is my duty as a citizen of this country to help protect my people and my country. We all did. We all have jobs, but we came here to protect our country.
And even Buddhist monks.
Our country has faced a number of crises and a catastrophe. It is a crisis created by the Rajapaksa regime in this country. A crisis created by the Rajapaksa regime has destroyed the future of hundreds of thousands of youth. The life struggle of parents has been completely destroyed. The Rajapaksa regime has disrupted the education of hundreds of thousands of children, bankrupted our economy as a whole, and destroyed the entire country.
There are reports of excessive and unwarranted violence being used by police against protesters who defied a nationwide state of emergency imposed on Friday. Liz Throssell is spokeswoman for the United Nations Human Rights Office.
We are concerned that such measures were aimed at preventing or discouraging people from legitimately expressing their grievances through peaceful protests and frustrated the exchange of views on matters of public interest.
While the state of emergency has now been revoked, Ms. Throssell says the UN Human Rights Council will continue to closely monitor the situation.
The drift towards militarisation and the weakening of institutional checks and balances in Sri Lanka have affected the state's ability to effectively tackle the economic crisis and ensure the realisation of the economic, social and cultural rights of all people in Sri Lanka.
Amy Hall, SBS News.